Hi, I'm Renee, and I'm one of the hosts on the sexy podcast Miami Swings. Contrary to what many people believe, my husband absolutely loves me having sex with other men. He loves it when I'm really naughty. Don't forget to watch our podcast, Miami Swings. You can find us at miamiswings.com, or you can send us a private message at miamiswings@yahoo.com. This is just a quickie, just to give you a little taste of what Miami Swings podcast is all about. See you there. Bye. Can you give me a kiss?
Maybe.
Okay, you let me know.
Of course I did.
Well, now I'm afraid because of the rug.
In that case, let me kiss your cheek. Yeah, that's just stinky. You're going to have to let me know, although it's right near us. I don't quite know how many people are watching at any one time. Okay, now we are live on SDC. Here I am, Marco, and we already have three people watching. So that's
yes, perfect. And I'm Angel Renee, and we are Miami Swings, the podcast.
Yes, we're Miami Swings, the podcast, and you can find us at miamiswings.com. So please go there and check out our website. We have lots and lots of podcast educational videos at miamiswings.com, which is brought to you through YouTube. We also will be having all of those videos on SDC as well, very educational. Or you can just listen to us on iTunes and many of the other stations out there. We are here to talk to you guys tonight about an incredible subject, which is consent.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people probably have a lot of questions about consent. So please, I'm just going to say hi to all in the bar.
Yeah, hi. Please say hi to us too.
All.
Send us a little message. Well, yeah, our topic today is free time consent.
Yeah, so please send us a little hi or friend us if you're watching this show and you have any questions. I just want to turn this around so I can see it. There we go. That's it. So a massive question. So we actually have quite a few people already watching. So that's
yes,
awesome.
We do. And I know a lot of you look forward to this, and we do as well.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this time. We actually haven't even discussed this. How would you like to start a discussion about playtime consent?
So playtime consent, and please chirp in with your questions and comments whilst we're talking. Playtime consent is the new lifestyle buzzword. Consent seems to be the new buzzword that everybody's using, and everybody would like to know exactly how to use it and how it really impacts our playtime.
Yeah, well, I think too, because there are so many new people joining the lifestyle or even just curious about it and wanting to be a part of it, but, you know, a little unsure of how to do things. And hello, nice to meet you.
Hi there.
And so we take this super seriously because we have very few rules personally as a couple because we do swing and we do hot wife and we do all of those fun things and we go to clubs and parties and events like you guys do. And consent is super important in every direction for men and women.
Yeah, about fun part of consent, about during play, in play, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But there is a serious side of consent. And when we were at Naughty in New Orleans this year, we actually got to sit down and actually have a really deep discussion at an industry-only session that talked about consent. And we were with many of the clubs that you go to around America.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
All of the club owners were there. All of the website owners were there. All of the play the people that create play in our industry, they were all there. And we actually had a really serious discussion. And I just want to, we're going to talk about some fun stuff, which is really, really interesting. But I wanted to give right off the bat, and I can email this to people, a resource, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And would that be all right? I know it's kind of, okay. So in the lifestyle and in the sex positive world, not many of us know, But there's actually a group that has been helping sex positivity and uninhibited sex positive couples and sex positive consensual non-monogamous couples for many, many years, but not a lot of people know they're out there, and they do need support from our whole lifestyle, financially and emotionally and physically. And they are called the NCSF, the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom. And I can send everybody the link for this, but they are the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom .org, and they are the footprint for what many of our professional organizations use to formulate, understand, and give out these notices in regards to consent.
Yeah.
And if you go to their website, the National Coalition of Sexual Freedom.org, you'll actually find they have an entire page full of different consent forms and descriptions. And they also have clubs and events that subscribe to their consent policies. So you know you're going to a safe place and a great place that already has taken consent very seriously prior to you getting there.
Yeah, and you know, just to give you guys a little insight.
I know that was serious, but this is a serious topic.
It's very serious. And just to give you guys a little insight, Icky, because we did have the opportunity to speak with these club owners and people that actually work for these coalitions, that some of them volunteer. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that it is a new buzzword. It's a very important buzzword. And I do think it's because there's a lot of new people exploring the lifestyle. And I think we're all just friendly reminder to everybody that if we all just play by the rules and give consent, whether you're physically touching or going into anyone's space, then everything else you can kind of work out, right?
Yeah. So let's just talk just for a few more minutes about the seriousness of consent, and then we'll get onto some fun experiences that we've had where consent has been an important play or an important part of the play that we've had. Another important thing is to remember that when you're going to something like Naughty in New Orleans, which is a one-week event held by an incredible couple that have been doing it for 25 years here in America, they also do cruises and resort takeovers, as well as Desire in many of these places, Temptations, Caliente, Secrets. All of those companies and sites have consent information on their websites. So go to their website and have a little look. And I'm going to give, can I just give like a little breakdown, a little example of one?
Yeah, go
okay,
for it.
Good. I find this so important as a swinger and a hot wifer and someone that's going to go into an environment where everyone's going to be naked and playing, that there is some kind of understanding of consent.
Yeah, and listen, I loved being reminded of it even as well myself, although I knew it and I take it very seriously. Yeah. But, you know, it does go both ways, from women to men to women, you know.
Now, Naughty in New Orleans, when they do their event every single year, they actually have a consent count and consent is sexy. It's pain, and I know it's boring, but Naughty Events does a consent is sexy policy, and it talks about that when we're in the swing, can I just read one perhaps? No touching people or other personal property without permission during, before, or after play. And that could be in an orgy, in a threesome, in a twosome, in a onesome, where you just masturbate and watching somebody else play. Don't touch anybody else's personal property or themselves without just saying, may I touch? Each participant is responsible to make sure everyone involved has the mental and emotional capacity to give consent during play. Now, that's kind of talking about if someone's completely rat-ass drunk.
Yes, this is exactly
what it's talking about. Can't stand up and they're trying to put their finger in your vagina. Yeah. Does that person have the ability to ask and understand the answer of consent?
So may I just say
something? Or even if they're that drunk and they are having a finger inserted in them.
So I'm sure that there's a way that you're going to say this in a moment that's a little more technical. So apologies if I'm saying it too soon. But consent means them saying yes. It doesn't mean them not saying no.
Yes, that's super, super important.
Yes.
And actually, that was another super important part of consent. And this is, you know, we're going to talk about some of the serious stuff, and then we're going to give you some examples of where consent can come into play. So during play, during intercourse or penetration or kissing, touching, licking, sucking, consent can also be withdrawn at any time. And it's super important that although we're in the midst or the moment of sexual empowerment and freedom, that we realize the person that gave consent still has the opportunity to remove that consent. And the person involved in that play needs to understand that that's totally appropriate and okay as well.
Yeah. And, you know, let me just say, you know, a lot of you, you know this, and a lot of you kind of knew it, but when you hear it out loud or you read it in black and white, sometimes it's a great reminder for all of us, 100%, every single one of us on here. This is never going to hurt.
So someone said, is there any chance you're going to fuck her or not?
Okay, well, you don't read those.
It was kind of funny.
You read it all. Listen, if anyone has any input or questions or thoughts or perhaps even an experience, right, that you'd like to share with us on this topic tonight, that would be great.
Yeah, Big Jim was just saying that he's been doing this for 22 years and he's always found consent to be an important part of play.
Yes. Yes.
Now I'm going to give you some scenarios which I think can happen and do happen and we've experienced.
Yes.
Like you're in the middle of 12:30 at night. You're in a playroom. Someone comes over and they start playing with you and you're kissing them. So let's say a guy comes over and you're having a couple's experience and you get a third join you. And all of a sudden, the expectation sometimes is that, oh, he came over and he wants to have sex with the woman in the interaction. It's not always the case. So it's really important for the third to say, may I have sex with your wife or your partner? And for the woman to say, please put a condom on. And yes, you can. Right. So we have two steps of safety. The first is put a condom on. Everybody's safe. The second is that the woman has consented to the guy who's a third asking, can he join? I know it takes everybody out of the kind of sexual freedom and sexual fun, but it's kind of important.
No, actually, do you know what, you guys? It starts to kind of just become your norm. And you can ask it sexy, like, hey, do you mind if I... And if I touch you, you know, and you know, I would probably say it a little more. I would use a little more.
Totally. I can remember when we were in an orgy just recently and that beautiful girl, her husband was kissing you. She got on all fours and came over to you and was touching you. And I said, would you mind if I put my finger inside your pussy? And she said, oh, yeah, that would be so lovely. So I started to finger her and it was really sexy that she said I could do it. The fact that she gave me permission made it even the more sexier.
It does make it sexier. I mean, we're not.
And it also gave 30 seconds for you to slap me and say, stay away from her, you dirty man. I'm having fun over here and you don't get to play.
That's true too.
You know, so the verbal outing of permission obviously gives everybody in the play scenario a moment where they can touch base, hear what the other person's intentions are, and either act or reinteract with that particular thing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of boring, but super important.
Actually, it's not boring, you guys. It's so sexy. There's nothing sexier to me than when I go to ask that question and say, can I touch you? Can I unzip your pants and take it out? Like, that is hot. It's so hot. So just if you're rethinking it, you're laying there saying, they didn't do anything naughty in that whole.
So tell everybody about the last time you asked a man for consent.
Yeah, that was in the plus one room in New Orleans.
Why don't we tell everybody?
That was a long time ago.
Why don't we tell everybody how that went down?
That's exactly how it went down.
Well, what went down? You haven't said it. It's in your head, but it's not out of your mouth. Let it
well,
out.
I haven't asked his consent yet, so it's not in my mouth. So
I would like to ask you consent to tell people the story.
I'm trying to remember it. I think I know which one you're talking about.
Okay, so we went into, it was actually not in the plus one room.
No, it wasn't. It was in the next room.
It was in the Tantra room.
Yeah.
And I called a guy over and I said, would you mind coming over and playing with my wife? And this incredibly hot guy walked over and he got on the bed and he started to touch you and kiss you and stroke you. And then
I looked all the way up at him and asked.
And what did you say
consent.
To him?
I think I said, can I suck your cock?
Exactly what you did.
Yeah.
You said.
Well, no, I said, and then, yes, I did that time. And then the next night.
No, we're talking about this time.
Okay.
So this incredibly sexy guy was on the bed kissing and touching and stroking you. And you said, would you mind if I sucked your cock? And he said, I would not mind at all. And then you said, would you mind putting a condom on?
Yes.
So you can fuck me. And then I came and it ended right about there because I was so excited. I almost exploded and my head fell off.
Yes.
So unfortunately, he didn't get to fuck her because I came too quick.
Oh, that's right.
And I said the party was over because I needed 5 minutes out. And I thought we were going to go back so she could finish. But she was like, no, I'm done anyway. So let's go get some pizza.
We were at 7 nights of debauchery in New Orleans. Oh my God.
That would be a really great experience of asking for consent during play when literally the guy comes over and you say, would you mind, one, if I suck your cock, two, if you put a condom on so you can fuck me, and... So one would think that it would be an automatic that you could suck his cock. It's not, because he might not have wanted to have his cock sucked.
No.
He might have just wanted intercourse.
Might have just wanted to flirt and see if he liked me.
Yeah, but until you ask, you really don't know.
No, you do not know.
Yeah.
And I actually think now I find consent very sexy.
There you are. So Angel Renee finds consent very sexy. So when you see her out, say, can I please kiss you, lick you, finger you, fuck
you. Have you
sucked my cock in the bathroom? And she'll probably say yes.
Well, yeah, no, he's taking it very far right now. But if someone did come up to me at a party and say, Angel Renee, can I kiss you? I would probably say yes.
Yeah. So
ironically,
just so you know, at an event, if you ask someone if you can kiss them, they're almost guaranteed to say yes. If you just go in for the kiss, they're almost guaranteed to say no.
I mean, for me, definitely.
And it really doesn't matter. It's just, I think that interaction of asking, can I kiss you, is so sexy because you've shown respect, a willingness to communicate, a willingness to be open to a yes or no answer.
Yes.
And that is a super sexy place to be.
Well, you're being asked, what do you want? And we're all in the lifestyle because we want something, right?
Yeah.
We want to feel good. We want pleasure. We want flirting. We want all of that. And so I feel like it looks or play a less importance than asking permission and being courteous and respectful.
Yeah, and actually Blondie and Kev just said that asking for permission and communication is probably one of the sexiest things in a swinging interaction.
It's really hot.
I think it's pretty hot too.
Yeah, like right now, if you
can I kiss you?
Yeah, I would.
Hey, Angel Renee, can I kiss your neck?
Marco, can you kiss me right here?
I can.
Kiss it.
Angel Renee.
I felt a tingle.
Angel Renee. You felt a tingle?
Still happening.
Angel Renee, will you suck my cock as soon as we turn the camera off? You tell me in private, of course, because I ask, at least I ask it for consent. Now, the idea of consent is not to be publicly ambitious about it like I just was. It's really to be honest with your play partner about your intent. So when we're playing, you know, and actually this is like a really good thing to talk about, because when we're all playing in an orgy room, a threesome room, or even a swing club or a meet and greet or a house party where play is going to come up at some point, if you ask someone, can I touch you to stroke you? Do you mind if I touch your shoulder? instead of just going in for the naughty old man back rub.
I do have something to say, honestly, when you're done.
Yeah. To say, would you mind if I touch your shoulder? Yeah. Do you mind if I touch your shoulder right there? Is that okay?
Yes, you can touch it.
Can I touch your face right there?
Yes.
Because your skin is so soft. Now, I've just set myself up for play, and I've already opened the door for potential interaction with this beautiful woman. Now, let's take it to a different place. Say we were in the same house party, club, meet and greet, et cetera, et cetera. And I did this.
I have a story to tell.
Now, by me touching you, did that fill you full of anxiety and angst?
Well,
so, yes, because I felt it. Yes. Like, I literally felt, when I did it the first time, I felt Angel Renee breathe out and allow me into her space. When I did it the second time and I did the old man naughty back rub, and then I did the take it off the shoulder and touch the skin, I literally felt her head went in the opposite direction, felt her body pull away, because nobody likes anybody to get in their personal bubble without permission.
Yeah. So years ago, like honestly, 8 or 9 years ago.
Are we going to talk about the Superman move?
No,
Spider-Man move?
No, but when we lived on the other coast, about 10 years ago, when we first started going to meet and greets, right?
Yeah.
Not clubs, I'm not even talking about clubs, but meet and greets. Men, for some reason, older men.
Can we just count to five?
Yeah,
I've got to call. I've actually got to pause the other camera.
Yeah, well, I have something to tell you that did happen to me, and it kind of.
But you need to just.
Oh yeah, because you're taping it. Well, you're up. Can you give me? I've been drinking water. I need some wine.
No, but you can go get some in a minute.
Okay.
So
sorry
about
that.
So Angel Renee has a story to tell about how she became Superwoman or Batman, right?
Yeah. No, not that story.
Okay.
But I'm just sharing with the men. And I suppose this could help women too.
Okay.
But years ago, before we even started doing podcasts, right?
Yep.
If we would go to a meet and greet, men, mostly older, and not very many of them, but they would come behind me and they would put their hand on my lower back and they would just hold it there.
Oh.
And they would just hold their hand there. And I remember personally feeling really uncomfortable. And then we'd get in the car to go home because I'm a nice girl. I'm from Michigan originally. I'm a pleaser.
Yeah.
I'm a circle. I just want everybody to be happy. I would get in the car and say to Marco, I don't like it when they do that. What should I do? And he would say, are you kidding me? You just tell them, don't touch me.
What did I say?
Yes. For years this went on. And it took me, I wish it hadn't taken me so long to get to that point. Now I really have more confidence. So it happens. It really happens to me rarely now. I put off a bit of a different vibe, I think, to be honest with you. But men, and I would say ladies too, even ladies, actually, I've had that, even women do that to me. And I like girls, but I don't like people to touch me.
So I think this is the same as whether you was in Publix, Kmart, a general store, or in Starbucks. Nobody, no matter what the event is, even if you're in an orgy room, nobody wants you to touch them uninvitedly, no matter what you think, boy or girl. So if you're a guy, we call it the old man rub, the old man back rub, where they put their hand on your back and kind of give it a rub, waiting to see if you react and back off from that. And then they'll go on and do it to somebody else. All you're doing is setting yourself up for failure because that person is going to tell her friend, oh my God, that guy was kind of creepy. He touched my back without asking permission. Just ask permission. Now, let me show you the opposite scenario. You got a beautiful back. Can I just touch your back? I mean, it's really pretty.
Okay.
Are you sure? Okay.
That feels nice.
It does?
Yeah.
Wow. Your back feels beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Can I touch your shoulder?
Yeah. You touch it. I don't want it to drop.
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Now, that was really not extreme. That was actually a real-life scenario that happens, that we participate in, and that when it happens to Angel Renee, I guarantee that person is going to get a kiss and probably more interaction. Now, if I'd have done this, which was the first part of our interaction, watch this one go down. Now, this is real. We're not actually faking this because I know the way Angel Renee reacts to her personal space.
Oh, I almost know it's, oh yeah, that's so annoying. It's not good.
Oh, hi. My name's Donnie.
Please keep your hands to yourself, Donnie. You did not ask for permission.
Now, did we all see exactly what happened there? That's a real life. It's happened 100 times in our play experiences, in playrooms, in clubs, in meet and greets, in a bar, in a resort by the pool, in the pool, near the bar.
And it's happened even with nice people. So we're trying to remind all the people, even the nice people, it doesn't matter whether you're nice or not nice.
If you ask for consent, let's do it again one more time. I hate to be a teacher. Hi, would you mind if I just touch your back? Because the arch of your back is so beautiful.
Yeah, I touch my back.
That feel okay?
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm not touching you too hard, right?
No, it's nice.
Right, and your shoulders are really pretty. Can I touch your shoulder right here?
You can touch my shoulder.
Are you sure? I mean, I don't want to push too hard.
Oh, I certainly don't want
to get in your private space. Mm.
Well, it is my private space, but you asked for permission, so it's okay.
Okay, can I kiss you?
Oh, you can kiss me.
Okay, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, seems kind of silly, but this is really the basis of consent in the lifestyle. And for those of us that don't get that, you're going to have a lot less play. For those that do get it and do play, you're probably not going to interact with your play partner a second time because they're going to remember the negative impact of the original moment of the conception of that relationship. And remember, it wasn't something that started with fireworks and with pleasure and smiles and tickles, but it started with something that was a little bit full of anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, I have another experience that did not happen to me, but I would like to share really quickly.
Absolutely.
Because it hit my heart the same as if it were.
If you do it, and I'm going to go get us both a drink. Please excuse me. I'm going to step out of the frame of the camera for a few minutes so we can get ourselves a little glass of water so we can carry on talking. We're all going to survive.
I've been drinking water all night. I've been waiting.
Angel Renee is going to talk, so it's going to be good. Then we're going to step into some other forms of consent.
I put it in a craft, so you don't have to pour it. Pop it and pour it. Pop it and pour it. You don't have to pop and pour it. So this was a bit of a bummer for me personally because we had friends, and I don't want to say anything specific, but we had friends that spent a lot of money and came with us on a very long vacation recently. And they are not in the lifestyle, but they wanted to have an experience and just see what it was like, what it was all about. And partway through, one of them came up to me and said that they were uncomfortable because someone was not asking for consent. What do I do? And that broke me.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. So without talking too much about their experience, one of the reasons that when they gave us, so SDC gave us this topic to talk about because they know we love educating you guys. And so when this topic came up, it meant a lot to me because I know there are a lot of new people. And I also know there are a lot of people that have been in the lifestyle for a long time.
Yeah.
But if we all play by the rules and like do things like simple, we don't even ask that much.
Yeah.
You ask everyone for consent and they'll come back. They'll be, and this is a beautiful girl that, I mean, this should not have happened to her at all. Nothing bad happened, but she felt uncomfortable because someone was kept engaging with
so let's just expand on that. The number one reason why people try to get into the lifestyle and quite often don't stay in it by their first and second interaction is because of the lack of consent. If we can tell you, obviously we're lifestyle people that want to bring new people into the lifestyle and show them how amazing it is. And one of the first questions we always get is, what do I do if somebody touches me without permission? That's pretty much the number one question. Nobody ever says, should I use a condom? What if they're married? What if they're not married? What if they're tall, short, bald, gray, have pink hair or tattoos? Nobody ever says that. They nearly always say, okay, we'd love to come to the club with you or to an event with you or to a hotel with you. But what do we do if someone touches us? And I'm uncomfortable. They're only uncomfortable if you don't ask for consent.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
This is very true.
No, don't
read them. This is how we feel about it for sure. And we are huge advocates of the lifestyle. And one of the top things for us is consent.
Yeah. So I just want to, still in a serious mode, So say you're in a playroom and you're in an orgy room. We love the orgy rooms, personally. We love to go in an orgy room where we can bring people in that are just observing and watching, bring them in to play with that never expected that they were going to play with us. We're like, oh, look, they look sexy. I'll come over here and would you mind if Angel Renee kissed you? Would you mind if she X? And would you mind if I X? So that's kind of how our play dynamic works. But it's super important, even in the throes of all this orgy wonderfulness, still in your peripheral vision, keep an eye out for those that are in an uncomfortable position. Because quite often at many of the events you go to, you're going to find that there's people that are there to change the sheets, to look out for unscrupulous circumstances that need to be taken care of because someone's not thinking inside the box. They're a little bit drunk or a little bit tired, have partied too much, and just need someone to take them aside and say, let's all take 30 seconds off and just reassess exactly what's going on. So if you see someone that just grabs someone, puts a finger on a body or a finger in a body or a hand on a body or kisses an area that's unwanted, boy or girl, doesn't have to be one or the other, be cognizant of that and just put your hand up and say, hey, listen, so-and-so over there that's doing the sheet changing, I just saw something that might just need to be assessed a little bit more, because that's what they're there for, and it keeps everybody's play going, because all anybody needs to take away a man's erection or a woman's erection is for that moment when there's an argument in the corner of the room because someone did something outside the boundaries of decency and didn't ask for consent.
Yeah. And can I say something?
Yes.
So I don't respond to anything negative. You guys probably already know this. I'm a very positive person. I can see that the last whole lot of I understand not everybody thinks that this is like at the top of the list. Because we know if you play by certain little rules, if there's one person sitting there, a husband and a wife, and the wife just heard me tell that story about how I used to be nervous to say that
she's going to want to play for sure. She knows that we're all into consent.
She's going to understand that it's okay. Some of these things happen. You just have to really take control. I mean, I had to put some big panties on.
Thank you so much, Angel Renee. And I want to address those people that when you talk to them are not so positive about consent. They're the ones that don't get to have sex with other people, are stood out by the side waiting for the last orders at the bar because no one wants to play with them, because people know, people feel it. It takes one person to be outside of that bubble of consent at a party, at a gathering, house party, a weekend getaway, or even a meet and greet, and everybody talks. They all say, that person over there, he touched me, wasn't cool. Girls like to talk, remember this, guys. And actually, girls too.
You won't get invited, or you won't be.
You just won't be invited back.
So we want you to be on guest list.
Yeah,
and we
to be
want,
successful.
And also, I know I say this, I don't think, it's like when I go to the gym, I don't ever do a workout without doing crunches, right? I think whenever we do a podcast or like a regular Miami Swings podcast or an SDC Live, this is one of the things I say, but we are in this as a lifestyle. It's not a quick, let's see like these people, like the hottest people. If you're not hot, then you don't play, whatever. No, we are literally in this for the lifestyle.
So can we,
lifestyle. It's
I really appreciate you saying that. Yeah. Now, I want to just talk about hot wifing and consent. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay. So when, obviously, we are hot wifers, and I love to see Angel Renee have sex with different guys and or girls. And we obviously are swingers, so we like to have sex with couples too. So just in case you want to put your hand up there, send us an email and we'll meet you at a beautiful bar and take you to a wonderful hotel.
And if you have a beard, can you put that in the message?
And if you have a beard, she likes that, and we'll all have a good time. But my point is, even in hot wifing, prior to any interaction, I ask the guy if there's any rules or things they do or do not like to do prior to the interaction to get consent of the things they do like to do. So I don't want to leave it up to the playtime to say, is it okay if Angel Renee sucks your cock? Is it okay if Angel Renee runs her finger down your back? Is it okay if Angel Renee kisses you? I'm going to go through that consent policy process prior to our play and prior to a hotel meetup. And I'm also going to let that person know what Angel Renee's consents are and what Angel Renee's non-consensual plays are.
Yes, because
which is just as important. So I'm going to tell them, don't pull her hair. Don't spank her or hurt her. Do not, during play, treat her disrespectfully, verbally or physically, in any way, shape, or form, because that's going to end play. So I don't just do consent. I do the opposite of consent, and I actually let people know what is absolutely non-consensual. Because it's not true. Always a positive consent thing, yeah. That you can touch me, you can suck my nipples, you can suck my dick, you can kiss me, you can give me an eye flutter kiss, whatever it happens to be. You also need to include in that umbrella of consensual items the things that are absolutely non-consensual prior to play, if you have the ability to do so, and especially in a hot wiping scenario, that's what I have the ability to do. So.
Have any of the hot wave guys that have come to meet us, have any of them ever given you any non-consent things that I can't do?
No. So several of them have said that I do not agree to some of the consensual items, and it just doesn't go with my play formula. So I have said, well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. We just won't play with you.
And
I end the conversation
right
there.
There's
no coming back and saying, well, I reconsidered my play style, because consent is normally a guttery thing. It's normally a known thing of what you do and don't want to do, or what you do and don't expect to do and need consent for. Yeah. So if somebody says, well, I'm not quite sure about that, I just say, no, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll move on to somebody else.
Yeah. And consent is also a great way to see if you're a match to begin with. Because if you all have the same things that you consent to, right? If you're a foursome, if there's a couple, if you can get four people
to consent, all to the same things,
to certain things in advance. Now, again, obviously, when you get there, you're still going to want to ask for consent again until everyone's on the same page. But if you can all in advance consent to, okay, yes, we all are okay with kissing. I mean, you don't have to do these things. Yes, we're all okay with swapping.
But it's foreplay, right? I mean, although that discussion alone, if you're in a restaurant and you're with a couple and you're doing the consent conversation, talk about foreplay. I mean, both my legs would be erect by the time we walked out of the restaurant to know that we just sat down and I just figured out exactly what she doesn't want me to do to her. Like, holy moly, talk about.
I think we need to start a new tagline. Consent is hot.
Consent is hot.
I need a new one. I need a better one.
Consent is hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so for those of you that take it a bit more seriously, at the National Coalition for, do you remember?
National Coalition for
Sexual Freedom.org, they actually have forms that are designed around.
I love this.
They have forms that are, like, for
can
somebody.
Can we download that on Miami Swings for everyone?
Okay. Yeah, for somebody that's serious about consent, especially in a BDSM lifestyle where consent.
Well, they have their own rules.
Super, super important. Yeah. And actually, they have contracts as well as.
Yeah, I hate to say too much about that because I'm not.
You literally can have someone sign a form of consent prior to play if you're that serious about it. But more importantly, I want to just flash back to momentary sexual exploration with other people, singles or couples, where consent's important. So let me set it up in a scenario. You're in a bar. It's not a swinger event. Just at a bar. Mr. and Mrs. I'm sexy, too much to trot, swings up behind next to you, and they're having a drink, and you're like, well, you're kind of nice. And they're like, well, you're kind of nice. Do you want to come back to our house? Have a bottle of Pinot Grigio, and you're all sitting there staring at each other, wondering what goes next. And say one person decides that they like the other person's wife and they want to go from there. How does consent work in this scenario?
I don't know. You kind of lost me.
Okay. So two couples come, we bring a couple back to the house.
Yeah.
We met them at a bar.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Not at a lifestyle.
Oh,
bar.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no.
And I'm sat there staring at his wife, and he's sat there staring at you as if you're a piece of candy.
This is your point.
How does consent work in outside of the lifestyle?
It's the same thing.
You got it. That's it. It's the same thing. Say you want to kiss the other person's wife. You just ask.
Yeah.
You just say, would you mind if I kiss your wife? Or would you mind if I kiss you? Would your husband be okay with that?
Yeah.
You just ask.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, almost so basic. Do you remember when we were all?
Just, you know, her Lexi's thing starts at 8.
What's the time now?
7:50.
Okay. So we got 9 minutes to go. So do you all remember when some of the tickliest feelings you ever had in your belly were created? And say you're at school in a playground, you're 9 years of age. You're playing kiss chases, which is where the girls chase the girls pretend to run really fast, but don't, so that you can catch them. And then you catch them, and now you've got the girl, and you're like, what do I do now? The girl's going to have a heart attack if you say the words. You're going to have a heart attack if she says yes. And you say, oh, well, I caught you. So can I kiss you on the cheek? And all of a sudden, you have that moment where the boy goes, oh, I gotcha. And you're like, oh, no. And the boy goes, can I kiss you on the cheek? Because I did catch you. And the girl goes, oh, I guess so. So I go,
Daddy ate onions.
The point is,
yeah, no,
that giddy, silly feeling that you got when you were 6 and 7 years old or 9 years old in the playground where you had to ask consent the very first time, you get the same feeling, guess what, when you're 50, when you're 60, when you're 40, when you're 30. It's the same feeling.
There's a difference. It's like when you walk into school on Valentine's Day and someone says, can I be your Valentine? You're like, okay. Someone walked in and said, you're my freaking Valentine. Oh. You'd be like, what?
Isn't that true? You imagine?
Like, I'm not your Valentine?
You're 11 years of age. You're 11 years of age. Valentine's Day. You didn't get anything in the mail. You did your hair. You made yourself look real pretty. The boy put his best little shorts, his best little button down on, walked in into the school and said, you're my Valentine's. How would that go?
I don't think so.
I
got 3 standing in line right here waiting to ask. And,
had glasses, pimples, and everything else. But say I walked in and I was in the same outfit and I said, would you mind being my Valentine?
Yeah, I know. It's
We're good to go, right? Yes. We're good to go. So, consent.
Yeah, so actually it's Miami Swings. It's one word. It's plural. So Miami Swings.
Spell it.
MiamiSwings, one word, MiamiSwings.com.
.com.
Mm-hmm. And just visit us there. Let's start with
just MiamiSwings.com.
We are
and then you can
Instagram.
You can see our videos. You can see our podcasts, our educational videos, and some of the stores that we support are on there too.
Yes, and we are on Instagram. It's Miami Swings Podcast.
Yeah.
So add the podcast on there. We are on YouTube. We're on iTunes, Stitcher. Oh, we're on Full Swap Radio. We're on I need to remember that one. We're on another radio station.
Yeah, we are on some radio stations. Actually, if you put Miami Swings pretty much on the internet, you'll have pages and pages come up. The most important thing that we're here to do, believe it or not, although we love to have sex with random people at random times, is to educate people and make people really enjoy the swing lifestyle. We are sex coaches. If anybody needs coaching in the future, we are qualified coaches in the sex industry and relationship coaches. We don't know everything, but we certainly have a good idea of what can and can't work within the lifestyle. And we want to share our experiences and knowledge with anybody that's willing to listen and learn.
Yes.
So please use us as your sounding board if you have anything that you need help with, would want to discuss, but don't know who to discuss it with. MiamiSwings@yahoo.com is our email, super, super old-fashioned and easy. We do reply to all emails eventually. And, you know, we're hot wifers professionally, so we know exactly how to help people out in a hot wife lifestyle. We're obviously pornographers, and we love to be in the sex environment and the sex industry. But MiamiSwings.com is always the best place to go for most of your information.
We do porn together.
We are actually porn stars in our own little world. We do fabulous porn. But more to the point is, and let's just bring it back for the last 30 seconds.
Yes,
we appreciate all the people that came to look. I want to say one last time. Super, super, super important. This particular organization needs donations. They need volunteers. They need people to know who they are and to support them, because they are a proponent for the sexual freedom and the open sexuality lifestyle that we all live in. And they are the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom, NCSF, or National Coalition for Sexual Freedom.org. Please check out their website. Super important. There's not that many people that stand up for us. So it's important for those that do, that we do support them. And we do recognize them. If we can't support them financially, just know who they are. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And come back in 2 weeks from now. We will be back with another subject. I think we're going to be talking about how we can all hook up with Angel Renee and Marco.
That's angelrenee.com.
At the following Friday after our chat.
I consent to my spanking.
Yeah, condoms will be supplied. Now, if any of you love education, please go and listen to and participate in Lexi Silver's show right afterwards at 8 p.m. on SDC. She is an incredible coach and sexologist and sexuality. And she's sexual.
No, I love Lexi. I hope we didn't have to sign up 15 minutes prior to.
Oh, I already did. So we're going to actually go watch her show right now. We're super, super excited.
Pop the popcorn.
And please bring condoms to the next show, because we will be participating. Thank you all so much for watching us. Remember, tell all your friends. Every 2 weeks here on SDC, there is actually two crazy people that love to educate and be pro bonos.
They don't take anything naughty out or do anything sexual.
Yeah, we don't take our tits out and we don't take our dicks out, but we will be here to educate again real soon. And thank you very much for joining Miami Swings.
And before you log off, we had, I just want to say a quick hi to Pineapple Puppies.
Pineapple Puppies, they're here again. Thank you so much for joining us.
At the very last second, I'm sure
they're always here to support us, and we really appreciate you being with us, Pineapple Puppies. Like we said, bring a condom.
Yeah. Oh my
We're
God.
Good to go. Bye for now, everybody. Bye. Cheerio. Bye.
Yeah, I want to watch Lexi's thing. Or at least
absolutely. I'm so excited to see Miss Lexi.
South Beach self-tan. It's not just a tan. It's a lifestyle. Free of dyes, full of shimmer. Use promo code MiamiSwings for 20% off your entire order. SouthBeachSelfTan.com.
I can't believe that we've just received our very first sex box subscription at Cratejoy. And it's super exciting to do the unboxing with you guys today. So we Angel Renee just picked it up from the front porch. And here it is. It's heavy. It's in a very, very lovely box. What do you think of the box?
I wanted to feel the weight of it.
Feel the weight of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is heavy.
There's a lot of stuff inside, I'm sure. So this, I think, is box number one that everybody will receive when they subscribe to Sexbox subscription. So let's start the unboxing, my darling, and let's see how it goes. So on the front it says, thank you for your order. Very unassuming, nice and easy to receive on the front porch.
Yeah,
didn't look like a sex box.
Right, but it has a little sexiness.
I love the flowers. It's like, is that roses or fire or something?
No, it's like red smoke.
It's like red lava smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look. Oh my gosh, so here we are. Let's show everybody. So we're unboxing, first time, sex box subscription written on the inside. It has a little card here that says truth or dare. Do you want to pick it up?
Sure.
What does it say?
So you have to pick truth or dare.
Okay. Oh gosh. Dare.
Dare. strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window.
Okay, that's easy. What was the truth? What was the truth?
If you had to describe your lover's butt to someone, how would you describe it?
Oh, like a rose. Okay, so okay, you can go next. So here we are, unboxing. Open this puppy up and let's see what's inside.
I like how clean it is.
Very, very clean. Yeah, it's super full. Like, you couldn't put anything else in here.
So this is what it looks like on the inside.
There we go.
Let's pick her up. I see something spilling out that I'm obsessing over.
Uh-oh.
What's inside there?
They're
fishnets, baby.
Fishnet stockings for the girl is number one. Let me see. So let's open the packet. They are beautiful. Actually, these are super naughty. Can I take one out?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh. The fine lace. They're a beautiful lace.